that the Nitzachon came through Oiskei Soira Secha, and therefore this Yati Dishmaya for Torah, that you can charge up the batteries for the whole year, after Bachanukah. How far did we get yesterday?
What's Shavuos?
The Torah that we got on Shavuos, we don't even have today.
Fine,
but we have to understand. I don't know what Shavuos is. Yeah, all of it. Shavuos also. Yeah, Shavuos also. Each one has it. Okay.
Good morning.
Oh, we didn't see the Meiri yet. Okay, let's have a look. Afreinach Chanukah, a good yom. So we said that the basis, the foundation of the Emunah of Avraham Avinu that we inherited from him was this knowledge, this secret, Bishvili Nivra Oilam, with everything that means. We're speaking about that a lot. If a person can destroy the world, then he will also have the Bechira to Mesak in the world. It's all handed over to us. The fulfillment of the purpose of the Bria and the non-fulfillment of the purpose of the Bria is Nosen Beyadeinu. It's in our hands. And therefore, why limit yourself? You go out there and you fix up the entire universe. That was Avraham Avinu's approach. He took a chrys for the entire world, and he wasn't prepared to accept anything less. Bekachma alfinu bina harav ha-Meiri beperushoi lemasechtas avos. The Meiri was a Rishon. Let's learn. The Rishon, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph of Pirkei Avos, right at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Afal pi shebo ha-kebole b'shem v'eva. They had a large following, Shem Va'eva. They had a big following, Mikol Mokum. Reva Oilam, Nimshochu Acha Oisam Ha'imunas Hanifsodos. The rest of the world followed that Imuna for losers. There were a bunch of losers. No. Again, a lot of people followed shame. Many, many Talmidim. But the majority of the world were a bunch of losers. Not the Talmidim. They went off to the Emuna Hanif Sodos. Vayaylam mitnuna vayaylach. Hayaylach vagodol ve'ikvas haymunas haros behem. And the world continued and grew and developed on the heels of this evil imuna. Those who understood the truth, those that were Bnei Aliyah, the spiritual people in the world, became less and less. This is all the Meiri. Until the time came for Avraham Avinu to enter the stage. He achieved everything that he was able to achieve according to his nature, what he had. He was 40 years old. The machlekes, some say 3, some say 40, whatever it is. Avraham Avinu was makir as boirov. And when he saw himself, Shole, Imra'isa Kilkul Bnei Doire, what does that mean? Imra'isa Kilkul Bnei Doire, what did I say last time? I remember we translated this. Any clues?
We saw himself full.
He saw himself shalom.
Everyone else so bad.
In comparison to what he saw in the kilkul of the generation, the bosh to ruach Hashem v'kineh b'chachmaso b'shem Hashem v'kibetz alofim v'rova isloivet es Hashem v'liyached eshmoi b'oilin v'barei alidim min ha'aretz. He came to introduce this discovery of his He was jealous for the Chochmah of Hashem. And he came in the name of Hashem and he gathered many, many, alofim v'robovim, multitudes, great multitudes to serve Hashem and to be Yachid Eshmoy, to unify the name of Hashem in the world and to eliminate completely all the Avodah Zorahs of the world.
This is
Avraham.
Something was wrong with Shemit.
I don't know. We just see that, we're not focusing on that. We're focusing on what Avraham did. Shem had lots of followers, but Roi Va'olam was not on the general path. They were losers. Avraham Avinu came and still tilted things toward Roi Va'olam was now Ma'amin in Hashem. V'nim sholu az mi ha'shonim alayfim shono. 2,000 years. V'em nikroim etzur Rabbeinu. The Gemara calls him Shnei Alofim Tov. These were the 2,000 years of barrenness, however you want to translate Torah. Because there was no one there calling out in the name of Hashem to return the masses. That was the beginning of the 2,000 years of Torah. Avraham Avinu began that era. With this positive perspective on the entire world, even daven for Stoim not to be destroyed. Stoim was the antithesis of Avraham Avinu. It was the biggest thorn in Avraham Avinu's side, and yet he davens for them not to be destroyed. The inhabitants of Stoim were the worst to show it. If Davin that had been destroyed, no, he's not going to go that far. But Hashem notifies him they're going to be destroyed. He could have quietly said, oh, Hashem, the Valdi. I won't get anywhere, Hashem. Take him out. Make my life a lot easier not having to deal with Stoim. No, he davens for them. Nifle v'noyve. Amnam lo'ayalo imam kol sig v'siach. Achudayglem, there wasn't a drip of anything worth saving in Stoim. And yet he was worried about them. Because at the end of the day, these were the Maisi Yodov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And his Ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so strong. He davened that they should be saved and they should be chosen for tshuva. How did he conduct himself? You want a marshal? Like a child who's looking after and concerned about his father's possessions wherever they are. It didn't come because of a love of Stoim. It came because of a love of Hashem. And his understanding of how much Hashem loves his Bria. And if you're a faithful son, you love what your father said. You take care of what your father said. He was always worried about what does Hashem want you? Hashem wanted to destroy it. They got to a point where that's what the Bria required. Avraham Avinu says, no, these are your children. Yep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael as well. Moshe said, take me out first. I'm not saying Avraham didn't have Avos HaBrios. I did Avos HaBrios. But the shesh that Avos HaBrios was Avos HaBrios. If I can save them and get them to the tshuva, that's really what Hashem wants. In Hashem's world of how he runs his world, they have to be destroyed. I can get into the breach and say, no. He understood that he had something to do here. He just thrown onto Hashem. That's Abatok. Whatever you want, Hashem. You're in charge. You're a big guy. No. He stood up. He stood in the bridge and said, you can't do this. Moshe Rabbeinu stood in the bridge and said, you can't do this. That's what Hashem says to Haman. I tried to destroy Klal Yisrael and I couldn't. You're going to destroy Klal Yisrael? It's a bit interesting there. We'll speak about it Purim time. Remind me what's going on. Midrash. You heard that midrash before? No, we spoke about it Purim. You fool. What do you think you do? I tried and I couldn't. You going to? Yudia Ives Hashem Kavram Avinu Mitanyen Ma'od B'Matzav Aruchon Shal Kol Reuel. Somebody who serves Hashem like Avraham Avinu, he's very concerned about the spiritual matzif of the entire universe. Everybody, you have to go after everything. You have to bring back Lev Yisrael Avim Shemaim. You have to make peace between Hashem and His children everywhere. The Chofetz Chaim was concerned about everybody. Of a Yehudi Europa, Hatzrichim Chizuk Malacha, Chibes HaMishna Brura. For the Jews in Europe who needed a proper Halacha Sefer, where they could get Halacha Lamaisa, he wrote a Mishna Brura. Of a Yehudi America, Chibes Sefer Nitche Yisrael. He wrote a book for Jews in America, called Nitche Yisrael. Nifledikah Sefer, you have to read it, you have to learn that Sefer. Nitche Yisrael is Nifle V'noyla. Jews were going to the army. It wasn't poshut being a Jew in the army in those days. He wrote a sefer for them called Machane Yisrael. Everything that related to Avodas Hashem in Klal Yisrael, wherever it was, he was there. When he was still very young and he wasn't the Chofetz Chaim yet, he arrived at a meeting of Gedolim Israel in St. Petersburg. It was some Gzaira that was ever, you know, it used to happen a lot. The Russians were like, Gzairas and Gedolim had to get together, had to deal with the Gzaira. And the Chofetz Chaim arrived. A bit surprised. He wasn't nobody, but he wasn't one of the Gedolim. So somebody asked him, why are you here? He said, my sister's having surgery, so I'm there. So people understood his sister's having surgery. St. Petersburg was one of the medical centers. Alta Slobodka also went to St. Petersburg for surgery. His sister's having surgery. Happens to be in St. Petersburg. So they popped into the meeting. That's how people understood it. Well, what did you understand? The Torah is my sister. Korul Oraisa Choisi. They're busy chopping up the Torah. Shouldn't be here. That was his pshat. Look at his sister who was in the hospital having an operation. He happened to be in town. So he popped into the meeting. No, they're cutting up my sister. They're doing surgery on my sister, on the Torah. I shouldn't come all the way from Radom to St. Petersburg and do something about it. That's Avraham Avinu. That's Avraham Avinu. B'sof yomav k'chashedal nintsoya ben eres Yisrael k'fi she'osu shonim rabot petra la'apitz in his late years when he didn't have the koch, he couldn't travel around, he could travel a lot. So go around all over Europe selling his farim with me mitzaken and being mechazek. Dorish bebeit haknesses agadol lifnei akal. V'kacho oimer. And this is what he said. Something we've lost completely. Even though today we know what's going on in the world, we've kind of lost the connection. But this is what he said in the Beit Knesset HaGodol, I assume in Radom. Kesheyesh re'idat adama besin. When there's an earthquake in China, v'anoshim o baheim is saved. There are human beings and animals also suffering. Sarich kol echad lachshov es cheshbo nafsho. You have to be cheshbo nafsh. I have to be cheshbo nafsh. Re'idat adama in China, and there's some people and animals there having a rough time because of the earthquake in China. I have to rechesh for the nefesh. Ma kakalti u ma chetosi sheveite korason. That earthquake in China has something to do with me. What did I do wrong? What did I sin that caused this terrible tragedy? You hear that? That's a Chofetz Chaim. I can't say, come on. Got to be normal. You know, I'm responsible for the earthquake in China. Give me a favor. She kol ha'naisa, but this is Chofetz Chaim still talking. She kol ha'naisa, but kol ha'olam beginiu. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. All because of me. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. There was a flood in the Mississippi Delta. Thousands of people were left homeless. Chofetz Chaim heard about it. I don't know how long after it happened he heard about it. I'm sure it wasn't. He didn't get an email the minute it happened. He wasn't watching it live. It might have been months before he found out about it. He declared a fast in Rabbah. Now you heard of it. Flooded the Mississippi Delta a few months ago. Weeks ago. I'm fasting in Rabbah because of that. Most people didn't even know what the Mississippi Delta was or where it was. We fasted. The people suffering. I fast. Why? Bishvilim Ibrahim, because that's got something to do with me. You know how far we are from that? I don't know about you. Very far. Correct. There's no end. So once again,
every day.
Correct. So how do we practically deal with that? We have to see. First, we're trying to understand the hashkafa. We mentioned that before. There's real and real
protein.
Because he was taking the furthest possible thing you can ever imagine, saying that as well. When there's fighting in Hebron, understand to the Kushua line. When there's an earthquake in Nepal, the culture came, those things that are under your nose. Re'edat Adama in China today does affect us. China has a big impact on us. But in those days, China wasn't really, you know, they weren't really having it. They didn't have a world impact. Whatever, so an earthquake in China, you know, a landslide in India, whatever. So, there's a couple billion people there, so a few more, a few less. What might Kishua like? And once again, you don't have to listen to the news. When something you hear about something, it happens to come to you, but Mick, man, we're talking about that. If you're sitting watching the news the whole day, you're up, you're overwhelmed because you're finished. Before you start, you're finished. You've got a minute from the news. You hear about something, and it's got something to do with you. Otherwise, why did you hear about it? Well, I'm listening to the news 18 hours a day. What do you mean? Why did I hear about it?
Listening 18 hours ago,
tell him to tell us. If he tells you, then you needed to know about it. Maybe I need to do tshuva. Now, practically, once again, how you deal with that, good question. We're not dealing with practically. First, we're trying to understand the ideal, and then we'll process how we go from real to that ideal. But we mentioned many times, yeah, we're dealing with ideal. We have to understand the shkofas atayrifus. We very often minimize hashkofas atayrifus just because you're not holding. That's what reformed him. Oh, well. That's what reformed him. The ideal is so far away, it's so unattainable, that it's not shaykh to me. So either I lower the ideal, and I just say, well, that's not a red ideal. The ideal, I want to be more comfortable with the ideal, so I just lower it. Doesn't mean everything. It means something, maybe. Ula, you know, whatever. Yeah, Shabbos. If I don't want to keep Shabbos, but not driving, it's too far. Well, so for sure you can drive on Shabbos. There's no ideal. The deal is negotiable. Or you can do is you can pretend that you're further down the path than you really are. You can project yourself further down the path, means step out of your real and sort of project yourself 200 kilometers in the direction of the ideal, but you're not really holding there, you're just pretending. You do all the superficial external stuff, but you're really not holding there. One of the two ways of dealing with this ideal that you're never gonna get to. Either pretend that you're already there, and then you look very weird. You might have seen people like that. They look a bit strange. They're just not in touch with reality. Or you just lower the ideal. Rav Huttner was reported to have said that this generation shouldn't work too much on charata. Shuva, you have to do charata. He felt this generation emotionally wasn't ready or capable of being with charata in a healthy way. Because you have to meet charata and still be the simple. You're not going to do that. We have charot and become miserable and depressed, and then the HR is exactly where you want, feeling bad and guilty because of what you do. That's not charot. To meet charet, footnote, whatever, felt that charot wasn't something we should spend too much time immersing ourselves in. We're miserable and depressed before we start charot. Someone mentioned this to Rabbi Kenerik. Talmud of Rabbi Bear used to teach in Chofetz Chaim. So he said, correct, don't write it out the Torah. Is that what I'm saying? Don't write it out the Torah. In Achinami, today, Charot is not something we can put too much kochus into. But don't rewrite the Torah. Don't take it out of the Rambam as one of the klalim of tshuva. Leave the Torah in its ideal state. Inside. Very good. Someone mentioned this from Huttner to him. Don't write it out the Torah. Don't start rewriting Hashem's Torah. Accept the ideal for what it is and accept your real for what it is. Don't pretend that you're really, that's what real means. It means real. And now start grappling with the gap. Okay. It's in everything. If you get this clear, real, ideal process, most of your problems will be solved. Because, by the way, without that, you can't change anything. We have to change. We have to become better. Without that real ideal process, you're never going to change anything. Because if you move the ideal, then you're heading in the wrong direction. If you don't know where you are, well, then how are you going to get anywhere if you don't know where you're holding? You don't know which way to face. And if you haven't worked out some kind of a plan of how to get from real to ideal, you're not going to leave the real. Those three things are essential for any change. If you're in Beit Shemesh, you need to get to Bnei Brak. There's three things you need to know. You need to know where you are, where you're going, and how to get there. If you don't know you're in Beit Shemesh, but you know you need to get to Bnei Brak, but you don't know where you are, which direction did you head out? You might be north of Bnei Brak, you might be south of Bnei Brak. Which way do you head? And by the way, if you're going in the wrong direction, the slower you're going, the further. Just as an aside. If you're going in the wrong direction, you want to be going very slow, because when you realize you're wrong, it's not so far to turn back. If you think you're going to have the Golan, but you're really headed towards Eilat, if you're driving slowly, it's better. Okay. Miteich Eise Tvisa Vakara Kani Yochid Bolomo Shirakorosh Baruch Ubitlu Kol Tachli Sabria. With this understanding, with this grasp, that I am unique in the world of Hashem, and the entire Bria is dependent on me, and I am the Tachlis of the Bria. Omod Avram Avinu Bekol Nisraisov, Avram Avinu withstood all his tests. Atshi Yoyded HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Kivshan Eish Vatzilu. Hashem came into the Kivshan Eish and saved him. Vayisa Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamachay Sharis. It's a midrash in Tehillim. Hashem says to the ministering angels, whatever that means, Ani Yochud, Ani Yochid, Va'Avram Yochid. I am alone, I'm unique. And Avram Avinu is Yochid. Roi LeYochid, LaHatzil Es HaYochid. It's only fitting that the Yochid should save the Yochid. Avram and me, we have a lot in common. We are both Yechidim. We're alone and unique. So it's only fitting that I should go and save him. It seems Hashem needed an excuse to go, but to sort of justify what he was doing to the Malachim. I don't know exactly what's going on in the Midrash. Ein Shab. K'v'yocha b'or alamim hayeh yochi. Hu haya levad. Ki lo haya mi sheyikir she'akadosh baruch hu tzarich oto. Ad shebo Avram Avinu. Hashem was alone, k'v'yocha. He had no one that understood that Hashem needed him. I need you to use your Bechira correctly so that I can fulfill the purpose of the prayer. Because I'm not giving it to you for nothing. That would defeat the purpose of the Bria. So please earn it. There was no one to do that until Avraham Avinu came along. He was also Yochid and alone in the world. And they entered into an eternal covenant of love. Avraham Avinu Nikra Avram Oy Havai. My beloved Avram. The entire generation, including Noah, didn't buy into this Ava relationship with Hashem. Hashem is great, way, way transcendent, way beyond our comprehension, which is true. Are you going to love Hashem? You're going to claim that you have a love relationship with the Boreh Olam? You have a personal, you know, husband-wife relationship with the boy Roilo? Could there be ish the isha, like a husband and a wife, a father and a son? Wasn't that they didn't believe in Hashem, or they didn't know how big Hashem was? It was dafka because they believed in Hashem and understood how big he was that they said, this is not Shaykh Avraham Avinu. By the way, we're also guilty of that very often. Don't tell me you haven't had a fleeting moment. If you haven't had this fleeting moment, because you never thought about having a relationship with Hashem. But don't tell me you've never had a fleeting moment where the thoughts crossed your mind were like, Hashem's too big for this. I'm coming to Hashem with all my petty stuff. How big Hashem is, you know? Come on, he's really interested in me. He really, really makes a difference. Don't tell me you've never had that thought maybe once sort of flicking through your mind for a few seconds. That's our biggest problem. We don't believe in ourselves. Not that we don't believe in Hashem. They believed in Hashem. There's no problem with Hashem. And they were right. Hashem is infinitely, enormously big, and therefore I'm very small and my kesha. I'm not going to bridge that gap. Not just it's possible, but that's the whole reason for the bria. That's Hashem set up the whole world. It was for this. Therefore, in the world that Hashem created, this is not only possible, not only desirable, but it's the reason Hashem created the world. L'chein nikra Avraham Avinu Nodiv. Nodiv. Avraham Avinu is called Nodiv. What's Nodiv? Somebody will donate to volunteers. Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk in Shira Shiri, my yofi pamaich benailim bas Nodiv. How beautiful are the bells on your nalayim, your shoes or sandals. Bas Nadiv, the daughter of Nadiv. The Pasuk in Shira Shiri. Nadiv, benevolent giver. I would never have said that. Somebody else must have said it and you went along with it. Yo, I don't speak like that. Benevolent giver. That's cool. No, I could have. Maybe then today I don't believe I would say such a thing. Benevolent giver. Nadiv, somebody who gives, a donator, whatever. I'll stop her.
But Rabbi,
benevolent giver.
No, but if this is the Talmud's of the ruler, right?
Then why, it is.
Then why would Hashem leave it to the people to figure it out? Why didn't he give it at Har Sinai for the amigo of the people and say, this is it? Anything, Hashem? Why didn't he say, and the Talmud's of the first time, right, is for you all to enter in a loving relationship?
Good question. Why did he want us to find it for ourselves? Why didn't he just tell us? Good question.
Yeah, good question.
May have something to do with, again, Kinyan Atzmoy, has to come from your own avoider and toil, as opposed to just giving it to you. Connected to Bechira, that's the Kivun you're going to have to go here. You're right, good question. There are many things Hashem never told us. It's not good for us to know. That might be one of the shows. Doris Robert, might exceed my yofer pamaich ben alayim bas nidiv. What does this pasuk mean? Kamen noyin ragleim shel Yisrael b'shah sha'ilin l'regel. You know what this pasuk is talking about? How beautiful are your feet, your legs, klal Yisrael, when you oile l'regel. Shloisha regolim, you go up to Yerushalayim and the shloisha regolim. How beautiful are your ragleim, your feet, your legs, when you go up l'regel. Bas Nadiv, what's Bas Nadiv? Nodiv? Bitter shall Avram Avinu Shenikra Nodiv. It's talking about the daughter of Avram Avinu, who is called a Nadiv. Shenema, a benevolent giver. Shenema, Nadive Amim Naosfu im Elokei Avraham. Nadive Amim, the benevolent givers of the nations gathered together im Elokei Avraham. Together with the God of Abraham. But it doesn't say Elokei Yitzchak and Yaakov. Why only Elokei Avram? Elokei Avram Shei Tchile LeGeirim. Because he was the first of the Geirim. So it starts with him. He was the Nodiv. The others just came from Kel Oviv. He was the first Zekeli, the first Geir. He volunteered, and therefore the name volunteer was stuck on him. Yitzhak and Yaakov didn't volunteer. They were born into it.
No one else ever can.
Now you can begay. A ger today, and we'll see that it's applying to us as well.
they don't have any anything from their father. They don't have anything from their father.
They choose to buy in, but we also have to be gayer, and we'll see. One of the Yesoidas that we are in the generation of Amram Avinu, that before Mashiach comes, the generation is going to be B'tchunai Shel Avram Avinu, is this Yesodiyah becoming a ger. We'll discuss it in Mitzvah Hashem later. It's not enough to be a Bal Tshuva, although Bal Tshuva today means a ger. When we talk about Bal Tshuva today, we're not talking about what the Torah means by Bal Tshuva. A Bal Tshuva in the Torah term was someone who was from and he was in the Torah world, and then he made mistakes, he left, and he came back to where he was. A Bal Tshuva today doesn't do that. He was never in the Torah world. He's coming in for the first time. That looks more like a ger than a Bal Tshuva, because he's coming into a world that's not his. Rabbi Tisiao Shostak Guzan told me that he holds halachically that the dinim of Oves Ager plus to Bal Tshuva today. And all the dinim of Oves Ager, the 48 times it says in the Torah, Oves Ager, Ohev, to love again, the dinim of loving again, he said to me, he holds halachically suck that it applies to Bal Tshuva today, what we call a Bal Tshuva today. Because a Bal Tshuva today is not a Bal Tshuva, he's a ger. His mother's Jewish, Beseda. But in terms of the avoiding he does, he's doing what Avram Avinu did. He's stepping into a world that's not his. He's leaving his world to come into a world that's completely new and whatever. He's not coming home. In a sense, he is, but he's coming. And you know that. Any Bal Tshuva will tell you. It's not the most welcoming world that he just stepped into. There's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv on the people who are in that world to love the Bal Tshuva like there's a chiyuv to love the Ger Midoraisa. That's what he told.